FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be off to travel away, FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Now, right, little Frank.
Hello, good evening and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the Sexy FC Live brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And we're here at Hague Avenue in Southport to bring you live coverage this evening of Southport against FC United of Manchester in the league. Oh, kickoff is coming up in 9 minutes' time, and we'll bring you all the love, all the tears, and all the joy, and all the tears of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this evening, station@fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter @fcumradio, or if you know this guy personally, then
07596 104122. That's 07596 104122. It's like being in Frickley.
This is FC Live, brought to you by constructiveclothing.com and the Armchair Army. It's FC United against Southport.
Oh, well, that was a big intro, Ben.
Big intro. It's noisy, isn't it?
It is noisy, yes. Well, to our left-hand side, there's... well, for those supporters that haven't made it here this evening, there's quite a number of supporters that I thought it'd be a good idea to maybe get themselves a team together, a bus together, and leave the Republic of Mancunia at a stupid o'clock this morning. And
a convoy.
Yeah, rubber ducky. And we thought, possibly, where would they stand in the ground? Perhaps they wouldn't want to come this high up because it's at least 30 or 40 steps. And basically they're all here to the left-hand side. We're being accused at the back here already.
They've overdone the Vimto.
They have. They've had far too much Vimto. They're all on. What I've got to tell to this gentleman here is those sandwiches on the corner. I'll bring them inward, James.
James,
those
sandwiches, get the sandwiches.
By
get
our
the
own sandwiches. Supporters, they will be robbed. So if you bring them
sandwiches
in,
get the sandwiches. Blimey, Charlie.
Just because basically we know what our lot are like. They see a bit of free scram. One will think, hey, that's from come from the
enough,
local pub.
Enough about the butties, it's now time for
just
team news.
There.
Team news.
Team news.
Team news.
So, shut up. Can you just keep it down? Oh, no, forget it.
Team news. And, Richie Baker is out injured. Therefore, Scotty K comes back. He's no longer suspended. We've also got James Hooster starting.
It's a strange place to sit, to be honest. Sorry, Ben.
Instead of Joe Logan, he makes
the two bench. More team news. Sorry.
And up front is new signing, straight from Aston United. It's Michael Connor.
It is, yes.
Indeed. So, yes, it's a new signing, and he joins a starting 11 of Lloyd Allardson, Joel Senior, Danny Wisdom, Scotty K, Jordan Vadbola, Matty Hughes, James Hooper, Nathan Lowe, Jason Gilchrist, and Conor McArthur. I reckon it's going to be Gilchrist on the wing, isn't it? With McCarthy on the other wing, and through the middle, it's going to be this new lad, Michael Connor. Is there any point talking tonight?
Well, listen, it's an opportunity to
have fun
and enjoy ourselves. Yeah. So, it's a new lineup. Michael Connor's come in, number 10 shirt. I mean, I thought he was actually more of a midfield player than anything else. So.
Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll sit down. Yes, we'll be sitting down.
Sit down now, eh?
Yeah, we'll sit down
we'll
now.
Sit down now, okay.
There we go. We're sitting down now. There you go.
Didn't know we were in an Old Trafford South stand. Anyway,
but anyway, back to the football. Got a text coming in loud and clear in South London. 3 points tonight. We usually do well when it's least expected. That's from Dave in the Smoke. Well, Dave. Big pitch, expansive pitch, a couple of new players as the teams are being led out by Mr. James Bell. The noise to our left hand side is raucous. The main stand have they've all been here for all morning, all afternoon, so whether or not they run out of vocal power, I'm not quite sure, but we're going to have to be a little louder than we normally are to give you the all action here live from Southport. But well, let me give you the teams first and foremost. I'll start with the FC United Manchester team. In goals, it's Lloyd Allardson. Joel Senior, number 2. Danny Wisdom, number 3. Scott Kay, number 4. Back after suspension, that four-game suspension from the 15 yellow cards last season. Jordan Vadbola, number 5. Matty Hughes, number 6. James Hooperin, number 7. Nathan Lowe, number 8. Jason Gilchrist, number 9. Michael Connor, number 10. And Connor McCarthy, number 11. On the bench for FC United this evening, we've got Tom Greaves, Craig Lingfield, Tom Brown. We've also got Zach Corbett and Joe Longdon. FC United playing in red shirts, white shorts and black stockings. My comrade on the right, Mr. Hinson, will give you the home team.
Okay, for Southport, in Turner in goal, Brad Jackson is 2, Andy White 3, Curtis Jones 4, Adam Dugdale the captain is 5, Dominic Smith 6, John Paul Kissock is 7, Alex Fletcher 8, Gary Roberts 9, Jack Sampson 10, Liam Martin 11, and on the bench, number 12, Stephen Jennings. 13 is Eve Zamar, 14 Ethan Jones, 15 Rowan Roach, and 17 Gerard Garner.
I know it's just the old very quiet for you, didn't the tonight's official is James Bell. Assistants are Nat Cox and Adam Davis. Just to let you know as well, good evening folks, it's Captain Killjoy here. I was planning to come to the Hague, to Hague Avenue, but a friend insisted I stay in the pub in Salford. I will stay tuned as long as I don't fall asleep. We've got also Paul the Pen, loving the atmosphere, brilliant, that's Paul the Pen. Good evening to you, Paul. And we've had the loud in South London. Steph Landon, innit? From Dave in the Smoke. The referee on the touchline, on the halfway line, just talking to the two captains this evening. I'm not sure who FC United's captain is. I would have thought
it's Scott Kay.
Is it Scott Kay?
He led them out.
Well, in fact, yeah, he's Scott Kay, yeah.
To think you had the atmosphere ready to be put up tonight.
It's like, change ends. We'll turn it off. The teams are switching ends in the first half.
It is off.
Right, okay. It'll be off. It'll be off before, so if you want to go on Facebook and have a look at that, me and Ben talking nonsense as always. Myself and Paul Hinson will be giving you will be giving you the first 25 minutes. I'll hand over then to young James Quinn. And he'll take you through to the last 70 minutes with my interjections from myself. That's whether or not James can take himself away from the cheese sandwiches at half time. I'm not sure if they're going to last, in all fairness. We are surrounded by a motley crew of FC supporters, all in good spirits. The floodlights are on. It's a bright, sunny evening here. And Southport going away at Leamington on Saturday. Not the best performance in the world, but three wins on the bounce as FC United have to defend the ball very early in this game, down deep left-hand side. Opportunity for the number 11 now. Liam Martin gets to the byline, more coaching to the penalty area, and it's cleared onto the edge of the area, but another opportunity now for Southport. Two players in the penalty area, there's a turn and a shot. No, it's cleared by Fag Bowler. But the one thing here, the pitch is huge. It's like Prickly. It's absolutely a really, really big, expansive pitch. As Leicester United's new signing, Michael Connor, won't have be hard to distinguish. He's got a fine beard on him. As FC United and Manchester's defensive team have to get back there. The number 8, Alex Fletcher, on this near touchline. They'll get the ball into the penalty area. It's a decent ball. It needs to be headed away by Hughes. He gives it back to Fletcher again, though. He chips it towards the back post. It's cleared half-heartedly by Fag Bowler. And then it comes off as a ricochet off John Paul Kissock. And it is a goal kick to FC United of Manchester. It's 0-0 here. Just showed us. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good welcome wherever you are around the world. This is FC Live, as always, brought to you by Constructive Coding from the Armchair Army, our brethren from around the world, and all our comrades. As FC United give the ball away, it's a poor ball by Kay. And FC United now have to be resolute in defence. Well, back defending was Michael Connor initially, and then it was Fag Bowler who releases the ball down the right hand side. And it was a run on there for James Hooper, but comes off the defensive foot of Dominic Smith, and FC have a throw-in, but they've given the ball away again. Frenetic start and pace of this game is a long ball pumped down the far left-hand side, but it rolls out, and Fag Bowler will be able to get that. A team who, until 1978, have been in the league. I think 1881 football has been played here since, Paul.
1905 at Hague Avenue.
But the club itself, has football been played on here since
1905, they came to Hague Avenue.
So before that, where were they?
They were at a variety of grounds, I think.
Ah, right, okay. So they started their life in about 1881, came here in 1905.
They were Southport Central until they joined the league in 1921.
There you go.
Wikipedia, stop it.
As the ball left-hand side, FC United need to defend it again. Reverse ball, decent ball for the number 11 to run onto, Liam Martin. And Fag Bowler has to concede. Well, a team that's made way, that they finished 23rd on three occasions in the Football League, and they were eventually replaced by Wigan Athletic.
They were the last team to be voted out of the league.
that's right.
They changed the rules after
1978, was it? There's the ball left-hand side now with Kissick. Kissick tries to get beyond FC United. James Hooper got a nice 1-2. Goes past another very, very easily. Into the penalty area, goes left-hand side. And he should get considered a free kick, and he is. It's good defending there from Scott Kay. And, well, Kay's back into the team, lads, and the captains are back straight away.
Well, yeah. We've had our first review of it, it'll be off. Big pitch and King Ralph, very important information. Thank you, Ben and Swamper.
I wonder how many people have actually, over the next week or so, are going to go back and watch that. It'll be interesting. It's,
what, King Ralph or it'll be off?
Both. the noise is tremendous. It just goes to show with an old stand how the acoustics work tremendously well. There's only probably somewhere in the region about 50 to 80 FC fans on left hand side. There's loads in the ground as well, but the noise coming from about 50 to 80, shall we say, middle-aged men, balding most of them in fairness, and certainly drunk, but enjoying themselves. The comment was, Swampy, we don't go to football for the football, we come because we can have a drink and have a laugh with our mates. And I said, yes, that's fine, but do you want to commentate? There wasn't a single recipient that wanted to, as FC United on the halfway line after you've had the ball. It's been all the visitors, but they're giving the ball away the halfway line now. McCarthy, through the middle he goes. Ball gets stuck under his feet initially. Lovely ball right hand side. But Gilchrist, it's just got away from him. He can chip the ball to the penalty area. Straight to the arms of the goalkeeper, Liam Turner. Well, we were talking earlier, Paul, about this pitch being a little bit sticky. You can see there.
McCarthy is struggling to run with the ball.
Well, he's trying to put the pressure on this left-hand side, this near touchline. But it's with the home team. It's charged down well by McCarthy. And they've got to defend this ball very quickly. And it is well defended by Curtis Jones. Back to his goalkeeper, Ian Turner. Just put us a 5 minutes on the clock. And tonight we're using Southport's very impressive clock on the right-hand side. A digital clock as well, Ben.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's lovely. Long ball played over the top. Up goes Kay. And he's strong in the air with Kay. And the big number 10 there, Jack Simpson, was adjudged to have fouled Kay. And it's a free kick to FC United.
I'm just asking listeners at home, because I can't actually hear anything. Are the levels okay? Let us know at FCM Radio or on the unofficial forum.
Well, loving the atmosphere. Brilliant. That was Paul the Pen a few minutes ago. So don't forget 07596 104122. Nice to hear some of you guys again tonight. As the ball on this near touchline, left hand side, and it's a chase on there for FC United and Manchester's Danny Wisdom, and he couldn't keep it in play, but he put enough pressure on Brad Jackson, and FC United in the final third trying to put the pressure on the home team here. 0-0. If you just joined us, we will be repeating the scoreline as often as we can.
For the Trafford branch.
For the Trafford branch, yes. And the Withenshaw branch.
The new Withenshaw branch.
The new Withenshaw branch.
Right.
Ball on the near touchline. Held up by Samson. Samson, though, loses out, and FC United's low. But he's got three players around him, and he loses out the ball. Looking for the throw-in to go the Southport way, the number seven there, Kissop, but not getting it. And it's a throw-in to FC United deep in their own half. Play it back all the way. To Fagbola now with time to have a look up. I said there's so much room on this pitch. If we don't use the width, it would be an absolute travesty. As the ball played, looping over the top left-hand side, bit to overhit there by FC United of Manchester's Matty Hughes. And his distribution needs to be a bit better, doesn't it, Paul?
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul. Cheers, Paul. That's the ball now in FC's final third. Good play by the number 11. Does really well. Plays it out left-hand side. Two players in the penalty area. It looks like they're going to get a shot away, but being pressurised by FC well. Number three there, Andy White, being pushed one way and another way. And Andy White was at Nantwich Town last season. A top quality player. As the ball defended by Wisdom. Halfway line. The ball chipped back and upward ball back by the Southport defender. And having to defend this ball resolutely, the number four there, Curtis Jones, and it is all the way back to his goalkeeper, who takes a touch. Long clearance, halfway line. Good strong there by Hughes. Hughes and Fagbola doing really well there. Southport have it on the halfway line, though. It's a strong challenge, an unfair one, but the referee lets play continue because the ascendancy go Southport. Levels are fine. You could try moving the mics a little closer to your mouths, which might reduce some of the atmosphere.
We want the atmosphere, though, don't we?
Captain Lovejoy. Free kick to FC United of Manchester. McCarthy takes over on this left-hand side, cuts inside, chips the ball forward towards FC's number 9. Just got the wrong side of his man, tries to pull him back as well, and FC United of Manchester have to defend this ball. Ball clear to the halfway line. Kay wins it, stabs it back, and there's a younger Joel Senior. Well, this team has gone from a youthful-looking team in the last three games, Paul, to one that's probably is an average age of about 28 now. Lovely ball down the right-hand side, an opportunity for Gilchrist. Just inside the penalty area, chips the ball across. It's a poor ball, but it forced for FC United's number 7. And it's a spear shot on target, and a goal from James Hooper. The defending was woeful from the home team, and FC United of Manchester, well, there was James Hooper. The initial ball played in by Gilchrist was a poor one. They cleared the lines on the edge of the 18-yard area, and basically left it to James Hooper. Left-footed, he rifled it in beyond Ian Turner, and FC United, on 9 minutes, take themselves a 1-0 lead.
They got a bit of a break there because the cross was a poor one, but the clearance was abysmal. And it gave Hooper a free shot, which he absolutely buried.
Did it? It took a deflection, didn't it? On the
it
way.
Took a little bit of a deflection.
It wrong-footed the keeper enough. But yeah, they probably against the run of play, you would say at this stage. But well warranted in terms of Hooper had one chance and buried it.
Definitely, yeah. Call of we're going to win the league as FC United now ball far side up goes Fagbolle, he wins the header, and there's Andy White, the broad shoulders Andy White, but again they put themselves under pressure, the home team, and great pressurising there by McCarthy, and the dig number 5 there, Curtis Jones has to play back to his goalkeeper who chips the ball out. FC United at the moment against the run of play, but a little bit of confidence in their football. There's a ball over forward, but this time will run out for a goal kick to the home team.
They won their first home game 4-0 against Boston. I'm not sure they've actually been behind before this season, so this is a new experience for them in National League North.
It certainly is, and with the noise that they'll certainly be able to hear resonating from the FC supporters on the left-hand side, they'll be enjoying it out there, the players, and they'll actually take an early lead. It's slightly against someone to play, but it was a well-finished, a well-taken goal as FC United with Hughes plays it back to his goalkeeper. Lloyd Allison actually wearing a purple shirt. Sam Ashton used to wear that purple shirt and a grey one, didn't he? There's the ball on the halfway line, won by the home team. Ball played back, chipped through the middle. Fagbolle needs to win the header. He does win the header, but he heads it straight to the number 7, Kisak. Kisak now plays a 1-2 there. Ball held up. Back with the number 9 now, Roberts. Roberts chips it down the right-hand side, but it's well defended by Hughes.
They play it quite neat and tidy through the midfield, and we've got to close them down a bit quicker, I think.
Well, I'll give you the teams again. It's Allison, Senior, Wisdom, Kay, Fagbolle, Hughes, Hooper, Lowe, Gilchrist, Connor, McCarthy. On the bench, it's Greaves, Linfield, Brown, Corbett and Logan. As Gary Roberts now plays it through to the number 8. Ball chips out the side of the penalty area. Picked up by Liam Martin. Martin plays the ball out. It's slightly under hit and it's dealt with by Hooper, who hits a long ball out, but it's not been given a throw in.
Some latest scores: Blackley 1, Nuneaton 0, Harrogate 1-0 up against Chorley, and Salford 1-0 up against Stockport County.
A big game for those teams tonight. As here comes Southport on the ball, but again, good hustling, muscling by Kay. Putting the pressure on all the way back to the centre half. High guys stood behind the goal. Looks like a deflection off McCarthy. So it's a
dubious goals committee again.
Indeed, yes. Yeah. So that's what they might have been complaining about, because McCarthy might have been in offside position, and that's what they were complaining initially to the referee about. But however, here they come now with Brad Jackson. Lovely ball at right hand side. It was just slightly overplayed. The number 9, well, Gary Roberts, perhaps if he just had a little bit more belief. Might have been got the end of that, but there's an injury to John Paul Kisok, and referee Mr. Alan Lua just making sure he's okay. On comes the physio. If you just joined us, well, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, and good welcome. FC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army, our brothers and sisters and comrades from around the world. It's FC United of Manchester leading by a goal to nil, goal on 8 minutes. And the goal scorer, James Hooper, which we believe it might have just had a slight nick off Conor McCarthy. But it's the boys in red that take the lead, an early lead. And good boys.
We scored at a similar stage on Saturday and it unravelled, unfortunately, so we have to try and make sure we don't let Kidderminster, like that Kidderminster did on Saturday, let them back in. Because they were looking quite uncomfortable for about 20 minutes on Saturday until they got the equaliser, and that changed the game, didn't it?
Well, they certainly did. FC has come out with a bit more purpose about them this evening, and as I say, the good thing we've got is we've got two wingers on the bench as well, so if Southport any time look like the tiring, you can put that width out, put the width on and get behind them, and the likes of certainly from an FC perspective, Gilchrist will certainly benefit from the width, and equally if Tom Greaves comes up, he'll benefit from that as well. But it's 1-0, and the referee gets it back underway again. Ball out right hand side to Fag Bowler, who plays it back to his goalkeeper, and it's back with the goalkeeper again, and is being put pressurised there, but it's goes out to the halfway line. FC United plays a good football ball, check down the right hand side, and it's an opportunity for younger Joel Senior to really get forward there. And
a couple of tweaks, title charges on, we're up front, we're in the lead now, let's hold on to it a little longer than we did on Saturday. And Steve's been interested to say, blow the final whistle, ref. Well, no, don't, we're having fun.
Kind of holds the ball, plays it out right hand side, looks like to get beyond what he does really well into the penalty area. He goes, needs to get a ball, cuts inside, can he get the final ball across? No, he still has another opportunity, rolls it back there, he's still got it, plays it to Senior plays a nice ball back to FC United's number 7. It's Hooper on the ball, first time shot comes from Hooper. Ooh, and that wasn't far away, but again players sort of like the ball getting stuck under the feet to a certain degree, a little bit of a sticky surface out there, it seems. Well, maybe the cross is a little bit longer than it is at FC United Manchester, but again FC United nearly with James Hooper again making it 2-0 there, Paul.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they've got Evo stick on the boots.
We'll never see the game playing like this, they might have bossed it. Fag Bowler wins a header, halfway line up goes low, doesn't win that ball this time. Kay wins the second ball though, and FC United already look a little bit more resolute in the centre of the park. Kay beat us a mop up as the ball out on this near touchline, in line with the 18 yard area. FC United will have the throw.
I think Scott Kay has already been influential in these opening 15 minutes.
He certainly has. He's a calm, collected player. Is Nathan Lowe loses out on the ball, then concedes a free kick, which Southport want to take quickly, and then Lowe will be booked there for putting his foot in front of the ball.
That's three yellow cards now this season already for him.
And FC United's Nathan Lowe goes into the book for standing over the ball, not letting the free kick be taken quickly.
He's a good candidate for the first suspension the way it's going.
Yeah. So it's third of the season so far. It's 1-0 to FC United of Manchester though. Are Southport full time is the question. Are the Southport full time this season, Ben? Do we know that, Paul?
I don't think they were full time last season.
They were, no they
didn't. No, they changed. They went full time and lost all their players, so they went back again, I think.
That's right. As the ball hit long deep into FC's penalty area, towards the back post it goes. Fag Bowler tries to win it. Doesn't quite come off him, but it's picked up by Joel Senior. He gives the ball away though. But FC United hustle in the middle of the pitch. I do really well there. And then just slightly lose out. Here come Southport now. It's with the number 11. It's with Martin. First time shot comes across. It's deflected. Falls for Brad Jackson. Jackson now gets to the byline. Does really, really well. But FC United got defenders aplenty there. And Wisdom is beaten. But across comes Matty Hughes. And it's a throw in to the home team. 17 minutes on the clock. 1-0 FC United lead. James Hooper, the goal scorer, on 8 minutes. And FC United have to defend this throw into the penalty area. The ball goes towards the back post. It's flicked across there. Who's on the other? First time shot comes in, but it actually kicks it behind himself there. Liam Martin. FC can clear the lines, but only as far as the far left hand side for Dominic Smith now, who lets the ball roll out initially for a throw in. And I've got to say, FC United look compact, composed, and also when they get the opportunity, they're breaking well, and also defending. As the ball chips through the middle, Should be easy for Hughes. He heads the ball away but sets the middle of the pitch, and the ball flicked to the outside of the right booter for the number two to chase onto. Brad Jackson, it was a lovely weighted ball. Jackson now got two players around him, plays it back to the number seven, Kissock. Kissock now, lovely reverse ball. There's a pull of the shirt there from FC United, the Manchester number six. First half shot comes in, it's half cleared. Well, half save from FC United's goalkeeper there, Lloyd Allison, and it took a clearance from Matty Hughes, and FC United can break down the right hand side now with Hooper. Hooper then looking for some support, plays a reverse ball down the right hand side now for McCarthy, but it's dealt with, and FC United get themselves a corner ball.
First corner of the game.
Oh, the noise is absolutely incredible here. FC United leading by a goal to nil. It could have been one apiece there. Scott Kay was very lucky. The dugout from Southport were looking for a penalty. He did pull the player back by the shirt, but the referee let play continue.
If it had gone down, it might have been interesting.
If he'd gone down, it would have been a definite penalty. It would have been very soft in the regards to go down, but if you pull someone back like that, FC United, can they make it two here? Ball comes in near post. Ball comes across. First time shot comes in. No, it doesn't. It's defended very, very easily. And away comes Southport. So deep in their own half, they're waiting for yellow shirts to move forward. They played it from the back awkwardly, and it's not the best of balls. But they get themselves a throw-in, which John Paul Kissock will take. The home team, the seniors, Turner, Jackson, White, Jones, Dugdale, Smith, Kissock, Fletcher, Roberts, Sampson and Martin. On the bench, they've got Jennings, Zama, Jones, Roach and Garner. Well, here come the home team again, but again, good pressure from FC United, pushing them all the way back. Slight hesitation in defensive duties there from Curtis Jones, has to play it all back to his goalkeeper. The one thing FC United have done already is have nullified the attacking prowess of Andy White, who's not been able to get forward as he normally does for Nantwich Town. He was player of the year last year. Lovely player there by Joel Senior, but he's given the ball away in a dangerous position. All the good work undone again. Andy White now should receive the ball, but it's held up again by Kissock. Everything seems to go through this number seven, small, stocky, competitive player. Ball out to the penalty area. It's cleared by Hughes. Ball played out this right-hand side now. Picked up by the big number five, Adam Dugdale. Plays it back to Kissock. Kissock plays the ball on the outside of his boot. Finds the number 11, Martin. Can Martin get the shot away? No, it's well hustled by Fagbola. Now here comes White, left-hand side. Can he get beyond FC United's number seven? Yes, he can. Can he sit the ball in? Yes, he can. To the back post. It's slightly over here, and it'll be a corner ball, though. Because at the back post there, FC United's Danny Wisdom had to make sure. And it's the second corner of the evening. First for the home team, though, and it remains 1-0 to FC United on 20 minutes.
Yes.
Thanks, Paul.
Let's hope that we start picking up men at set pieces, which we weren't doing on Saturday and the game before that. Well, we've been gifting headers, haven't we, in the box?
We certainly have. FC United a little bit more experience in the penalty area so far, and they've looked good. Lots of pushing and shoving and hustling and bustling there as the ball chipped in towards the back post there. It's headed away there by FC United's Wisdom. Falls for Kissock. Kissock will play the ball out wide right again. It's a nice ball. Roberts now, what can he do? Cuts inside and Lowe can't get anywhere near him. Got to be careful now, can he get the shot away? Well, it's defended by Hughes. He throws his body in the way of the ball there. And Nathan Lowe there lost his man a little bit too easily, but it's a throw into the home team. And the hold the ball chipped into the penalty area. It's behind everybody, and FC can come away with it again. It's with Kay, does really well. Kay there puts a nice simple ball out wide right hand side for Joe Senior. Senior now looks for Lowe. Lowe's inside if he needs him. He chips it down the right hand side. It's a light, nice ball as well, but miscontrolled initially by James Hooper, and they can clear the line. It's the ball played inside there. I thought we were in Lancashire.
Merseyside.
Indeed, we are actually, yeah, good point. I always like to think of Southport as.
They had a referendum,
Lancashire.
They had a referendum where they left. They left Merseyside.
No, they were thinking of that word.
They wanted to.
They wanted to, but it never came off, Ben.
Oh, that's a shame for them.
Not really. There's nothing wrong with Merseyside or Lancashire. There's FC United on the edge of the 18-yard area. There's a lot of room for FC's number 10 there. And Michael Connor, I think, couldn't believe the amount of room and time he had. And then he obliged by putting the ball out for a goal kick when he perhaps should have done a lot, lot better.
That's the first time he's had a sniff, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes.
In fact, that was probably his first touch in 20-odd minutes.
Well, new signing for FC United, Michael Connor, been at a plethora of clubs. ball chipped down the right hand side. Needs to be dealt with by FC United Manchester. I wonder if Mean Machine's his favourite film.
Neil Johnson's been in touch. Just
Neil Johnson, I went to school with Neil Johnson.
Southport are part-time, no players left from last season, and some fans are boycotting due to a controversial takeover. So,
well,
thank you, Neil.
FC and I get the free kick, take it quickly, ball chipped into the penalty area, needs to be dealt with by the number four then. Well, I'll tell you what, that was a very awkward defensive play there by Curtis Jones, goalkeeper and defender were on the same wavelength, and he's nearly actually putting his own net, but it's out for a corner, and FC United, well, Southport considered them for the first three games of the season at sixes and sevens with FC's attacking prowess, Paul.
They are looking uncomfortable.
Take it quickly, FC United's McCarthy now, chips the ball to the back post, up goes FC United's number nine, flicks off his head, but it comes all the way back for Michael Connor. Connor then holds the ball, and well, he gets quite fortuitous there, gets himself a corner out of absolutely nothing.
Well, we'll take that, definitely.
Well, he played along the line there, did Connor. Homemade rhubarb and ginger gin, a bit of Swampy on the radio as his corner is about to come in. Ball chips in near post, it has to be met with a yellow shirt. His second ball needs to be picked up by an FC shirt. Well, Hooper from some distance there, trying to win and trying to take a shot away, but here come the home team and a lot of room down this right hand side. Well, Joel Seedy's in the left back position, does really well there, Joel, concedes a throw in, and I'm pleased he was there because FC United were left stranded at the back, and this game opening up, picked up by Gary Roberts, the number 9 at the right hand side, chips the ball in. There's a free man making good space there, holds the ball well, the number 10 in the penalty area. It's Samson, can he turn? First half shot comes in, off the post, is it? No, it's just into the arms of FC's goalkeeper, but again, a real opportunity goes begging for the home team, and Alison makes a decent save, and with that, I'll hand you over to James Quinn. I'll be interjecting as and when the Quinn requires me.
I'm bringing in the expertise, thank you very much, Swampy, and this is another fine game of football. As we had last Tuesday at FC, two teams with contrasting fortunes up to this point in the league. Southport, three wins out of three, that is. FC, three defeats from three, but so far you wouldn't think that watching the two sides, Swampy.
Not at all. No, Steve Wood has predicted, though, by the way, everyone out there, that it's 3 points, but he didn't say for whom, but he did actually mean FC United.
And FC have looked good tonight, good shape. This clearance comes out there. Now it's Brad Jackson with it in the centre of field, the number 2. But he's robbed. But one back again for the men in yellow. Roberts. Gary Roberts there. Checks. Flicks it in nicely. Oh, well, that was a good move there by Alex Fletcher. Took it at his chest. Tried to volley it in, but couldn't get any direction on the shot. And goal kick.
But a professional James coming in there, not even needing to use his team sheet. He knows the players already. When we actually have our return game at Broadhurst Park, will you remember the players that length of time away, or do you just have another quick look and it's in the memory?
Well, certainly another quick. It'll be more than a quick look, Swampy.
Is there a knack to it? Is there something you can learn? Is there a way of learning how to do it, James? Well, I mean, I know obviously.
You're out for when you can watch for the rest 25 minutes, Swampy, and you've got 25 minutes to study the names as well, but as Fagbola now battling away there, doing well there against Liam Martin, and Fagbola, good assurance there, and his opposite number there, Adam Dugdale, the skipper, heads it out, but to throw in though to Southport, comes off an FC player, 1-0 FC United lead, goal in the ninth minute by James Hooper, but Southport have it now with John Paul Kissick. Checks, plays it back, and that's flicked through. That was now all of a sudden left hand side. Andy White there with put it onto his right foot.
Well, Andy White's not living up to his billing team, as we saw him a number of occasions last season, and absolutely outstanding for Nantwich, and hence getting a move here to Southport, because I'm sure Parky, who's gone to Altrincham, would have loved him. At Altrincham, but he's plying his trade here, and he's a terrific player. But that time, I mean, he can shoot with left or right boot. Luckily, he was more of a rugby boot that time.
As Allinson takes this goal kick for FC United, 28 minutes played here. Got Curtis there with clearance, but it's charged down by Conor McCarthy. Switched to the left side today, McCarthy. And to accommodate Hooper on the right-hand side.
But what he's doing very, very well, James, is actually defending from the front tremendously well, closing down players and making it difficult for Southport to get out their own area.
Indeed, FC shape does look very good tonight. A throw into Southport as the ball bobbles on the roof here, and we wait patiently, but it's still bobbling around.
I think it's stuck either on the roof or it's gone to the side of the ground, hasn't it?
Yeah. So a throw in with a new replacement ball.
And it's absolutely stunning stand as well, a really old traditional stand, isn't it?
It is, and certainly got atmosphere tonight with the FC faithful in full voice.
We said in half an hour they'll all fall asleep, but they've only got 2 minutes before that happens.
So Jake Sampson plays it down the line to Martin. Martin, just overhits that, and Allinson could collect with Kissick was waiting, but ball too much on it. Now Joel Senior brings it forward for FC United. He looked good tonight, Joel. And that's played forward to Gilchrist there on the turn, 25 yards out. Flicks it out to McCarthy. McCarthy now bringing it to the 18-yard line. McCarthy tries to... Oh, and McCarthy twists and turns, tries to do too much perhaps in the end there, and loses possession, and Southport can clear. Sampson nods it down nicely. Alex Fletcher loses possession. Now Connor, the new signing for FC United, low. Now Scott Kay, left-hand side, Wisdom. Low plays it forward, and McCarthy's just stayed onside. He's got Gilchrist in the middle, but Curtis Jones cuts it out and then remonstrates with the rest of his players. Wondered perhaps why somebody wasn't covering more quickly. But that's twice now FC have beaten the offside trap. Very well judged, and I think Curtis Jones was feeling that one of two of his colleagues were asleep, but it's a corner on the left-hand side for FC United. Nathan Lowe, number 8 for FC United. Far post, and it comes. Oh, and it's nodded just wide by Michael Connor. Could he have done better there?
He should have scored on his debut there as well. The ball came across, and he's up well, and he's directed it just past the post, and I think he should have done better, really. And FC could have found themselves 2-0 up, but having Kay back in the team, you can just see there's a calm in the midfield. The players are working as a unit. The guys up top are coming together well. The width is helping, and there's a lot more quality in FC's game all over.
Goal kick for Southport. Met.
But you can see, certainly from their perspective, James, John Paul Kissick is their main player through the middle. He's got a lot of trickery and a lot of good quality about him, and we've got to keep him quiet as much as possible.
Clearance there by Ian Turner. Now here he is, Kissick. Got a man to his work, might choose the overlap, and a shirt pull there. Matty Hughes gets away with that on the edge of the box. Something may have gone on the edge of the box as a player down for Southport. Off the ball that would have been. Now it's Brad Jackson with a cross. Oh, it's a nice, oh, it's just been, no, it's, for, oh, now was that to White, Andy White again, I think.
It was a kiss of death for Andy White, but there was an off the ball incident. And I think the referee clearly didn't see it, and neither did the assistant referee. And luckily for us, we didn't either, so we can't commentate on it.
No, Brad Jackson went to the floor. He's still down, sat up, discussing with the referee. Got a boot off, but well, certainly
he's wearing green boots. He deserves everything he gets.
Yes, all sorts of multicoloured boots these days.
Do you want some latest scores?
Oh, yes, please.
Brackley 1, Nuneaton 0. Gainsborough 1, Blyth Spartans 2. Harrogate are still 1-0 up against Charlie. Salford are 2-0 up now against Stockport. And Tamworth are 1-0 up against 10-man Boston.
And it's 0-0 with
York and Darlington and Spenny Mill Bradford. And Alfreton North End.
Boston have had a man sent off as well.
I said 10-man.
Yeah, 10-man, yeah.
That's always a clue. But unless they've already used three substitutions and... Anyway, so goal kick, and Brackley still going strong there, the league leaders. And now, halfway line, it's John Paul Kissick checks, and he's got a switch play here. Andy White again, raiding down the left-hand side, keeps possession under bit of pressure. Connor, good pressing from him, to force things back, and that's good work. Nathan Lowe takes it off the toes of Roberts. A square ball to McCarthy. Got Wisdom to his left there. McCarthy, slightly heavy touch, Ball falls now for Nathan Lowe. Spreads the play out. Right hand side to Joel Senior on halfway. And Senior now with Thrace in front of him. Brings it forward into the centre. Senior square ball. Connor. Dummy. And Lowe. And it's 2-0. Oh, magnificent football. From FC United. Dispossessed in the midfield there by Nathan Lowe. He got the ball out to Senior, who was allowed to bring it forward. He played a square ball. Nice dummy from Connor. And it's low with a fine finish from the edge of the box. 2-0 FC United.
Absolutely wonderful ball. Wonderful football from FC. Down the right hand side, using the expanse of the pitch. Younger Joel Senior, as you say, gets a lot of room of footage to him. He plays a nice ball inside there on the edge of the 18 yard box. Lovely thinking there from Michael Connor. Let it through his legs. And there was Nathan Lowe to just put the ball in nonchalantly, side footed it beyond the goalkeeper. And FC United 2-0 up here on 34 minutes.
Well, not as the form book predicted, but well, three games always a bit early to talking about form, but a long way to go as well. But with 34 minutes played here, Southport 0, FC United of Manchester 2. Ball vertical route there, low goes up. That's flicked forward, and Fag Bowler there doesn't get to it. That's Liam Martin, left hand side, slides it through nicely. Kissick, whose man is everywhere, it's by the byline. Kissick looking for a quick response here. Dugdale now on the edge of the box. Dugdale brings it in, puts it on his left foot, hits Wisdom on the chest. Roberts now takes it to the byline, and goal kick there. Good shepherding there of Roberts by both McCarthy and Wisdom. And FC really are operating as a unit tonight. We've seen positives in the last two games after not a great first day, but that was against Brackley, who are still top of the table, of course. And there's a man down for FC United.
There's Nathan Lowe, got a bit of a bang in the head. He lost the ball in an aerial collision, and I think hopefully he should be okay. But it's been an excellent performance from FC United of Manchester. They've come here, Southport won 3 on the bounce, not convincing on Saturday, certainly against Leamington. In fact, Leamington much the better team for most of the game, and the goalkeeper for Southport, Ian Turner, kept them in the game for long periods, and then they got a fortuitous back pass that helped them, and they slipped the ball in. And FC United find themselves 2. I was just reading. Well, Steve Wood wants the game to be called off now. Blow the whistle, he's saying.
Oh, ye of little faith, Steve. Well, there could be some goal difference tonight.
Well, he said himself, FC will win tonight. Resolute, everything they've done up to now. FC United and Manchester, Carl's won the changes yet again. And at this moment in time, it is certainly working. And FC look competitive all over this pitch. And they are bossing it to a large degree. 2-0 up.
That was a handball there. It's taken to Gilchrist. He's onside. Kicks it into the area, left hand side. Now it's Connor on the edge of the box. It's charged down. And that's flicked forward there. And that will be offside there. But, that was an important bit of defending from Dominic Smith there.
And it was a quick thinking play from FC. Dreamland, this match is going down rather well. I love you dearly. That's from Captain Kilroy. Captain Kilroy.
Free kick, Ian Turner, the home side's custodian, takes it. Ball now falling for that man Kissick. The right hand side is Brad Jackson, number 2, bringing it towards the 18 yard box. Still has it. Battling away there, and Liam Martin there, good defending from Wisdom, but Kissick will put another. Oh, and it beats everyone. It just skimmed the head there of Alex Fletcher.
He should have buried it, shouldn't he, really? But FC taking from defence to attack again. A lovely ball.
Gilchrist there, battling away with Dominic Smith, and that will be a throw into FC United by the corner flag.
Well, that's a terrific ball by Joel Senior. He saw, and again, using the pitch wisely there, James, he hit a ball 45, 50 yards, knowing that Gilchrist had the pace, took it down the right-hand side and gets a throw-in just on the corner flag.
And also it was a long ball into the wide area. We've talked about how there have been perhaps too many long balls going straight into the centre-backs of the opposition. That was a smarter ball there. That was low stop. It's all a bit short, but he's got the ball back there. He's battling. Roberts defending well. His byline clears. And let's see. Oh, and well, that's Scott Kay there.
Kay with it. He did well to hold the play up there, Kay. He had to make the free, had to make the foul there, really. And
so Southport have it halfway line.
Oh my goodness me!
Well, that was Kisik who tripped over there, trying to play the ball. It was a gone Buster Keaton.
And he fouled himself. There. He fouled himself, didn't he?
No, it's almost like a fake trip. But no foul to be gained. Dugdale clearance for the home side. Now, Jake Sampson. Now, foul adjudged there by Connor on John Paul Kisik.
There's one for you, James, has just come through. Let me just have a quick read if there's anything more to it. I've not heard James Quinn this excited since, and then it just leaves it there.
Since we got the second goal against Kidderminster. Anyway, well, we go. Brad Jackson, right back, taking into the area, teasing Wisdom here. Wisdom staying, though. Excellent work from Wisdom there. Stuck to his guns there, and now clears. Gilchrist battling for the ball. Now McCarthy. Oh, just caught there by Roberts. That will be a booking for the number nine. He stuck his arm. I didn't see really an awful lot in that, to be honest, but referee and Roberts having a word there. I think he's insinuating, the more than insinuating, that McCarthy made a meal of that. But there was contact.
He did make a little bit of a meal of it, but the referee's in a good position. He's decided it's a yellow card, and it's a yellow card, and FC United have an opportunity again in a good position.
So just about 10 yards inside Southport territory, Nathan Lowe, scorer of the second goal, and his name in the book for the third time in four games this season.
Well, substitution going to take place, and it's John Paul Kisik, I think, is coming off, and that's going to be a mighty blow to the home team. And Stephen Jennings is the player. He's going to be replacing him, but he got injured in about the first 10 minutes, didn't he? And you can see the quality of the player. It's just a big blow, that a bitter blow really for the home team.
I wonder if that's related to that little strange trip that he had, maybe related to this. But
the schoolboy from Stephen Evans just coming on. He's got his label outside of his shorts.
Well, his mum will be going mad.
Doesn't look good, that, does it?
Nathan Lowe with the free kick here for FC United. Just inside Southport territory, floated invitingly, but too invitingly for the ball boy.
Well, the one thing I've noticed this evening is with Kay in the middle of the park, Nathan Lowe doesn't have to be the star man. He's allowed to play his game and just get the ball and work part of that unit. I think a lot of onus in the last three games with him there, having to try and run everything. Tonight he's been out to his own thing, and it's working well for FC.
And up goes Nathan Lowe. Gilchrist picks up the second ball, and that was intended for McCarthy, but it was cut out there. Slightly misdirected pass. Now, Natty Hughes cleans up at the back, concedes a throw in to Southport. Paolo with the FC 18 yard line.
Just needs to go in at half time, still 2-0 up, James.
Indeed, there comes the cross, and it's nodded across. They just can't get any power on that. I think it was Sampson there. And 2-0 FC United.
And James looking impatiently at the sandwiches to our left hand side, but let's remember they're for all this table. Man, I think it's going to be half a sandwich each. You can have mine, James.
Thank you, very kind. I think that's, I wasn't looking at the don't want to defend myself on air, but I was looking at a screen actually, but they'd do anything to discredit you.
A screen of a plate of sandwiches that you photographed.
Right. Meanwhile, on the pitch, nice ball there. And on the right-hand side, Hooper, scorer of FC's first goal by the corner flag, teasing there. And charge down.
Well, the one thing we've done well is we've utilised that right-hand side. We've got players forward. We use the width. And it's amazing when you can use the width of Well,
throw in far side, and there's McCarthy who's come out there, and that's thrown again to FC United.
Not as excited as your appearance in a sleazy guy in YK2, an underrated classic from 1999, James.
YK2. Now, onside is McCarthy. Can he keep this in? No, he can't.
Well, you're not in that film.
No.
Apparently
I'm
so.
Going to go on IMDb
you,
now and check.
You've
been KY2. What? Oh, hold on a sec. So he's either KY2 or YK2, and you're...
Neither of the above.
His appearance as sleazy guy in Y2K, an underrated classic from 1999.
I'm on IMDb now, James.
I can't even remember the classics he's been in. I tell you what, let's be honest, there can't have been many.
Goal kick. We're getting off the point here. FC United with a 2-0 lead. And Scott Kay with the clearance, and it'll be a throw into Southport, midway inside their own territory, right-hand side.
We have to appease everyone, James. We have to appease those that don't like listening to the football and those that do.
And it's a throw-in now to FC United.
2-0, Trafford Branch. 2-0.
Wisdom with the throw. Low there. Tries a bit of fancy control. Plays it back to Scott Kay under a bit of pressure. Scott Kay plays it back to Maddie Hughes. And Maddie Hughes checks and then clears. Gilchrist will go after this one. And... Curtis Jones.
Well, FC conceded a free kick there, and to me, apparently you're unsurpassed in your performance as the doorman in Cracker.
Oh yeah, Casino Doorman, yeah.
See, it's all coming out tonight. Thanks for all this. Keep this coming. Name the classics James Quinn has been in throughout the evening, everybody.
24 years ago, that one.
Well, we saw that old photograph of you. It was a lovely one. You know, that was on the old Facebook.
It's cleared now. And Scott Kay, substitute Jennings, heads it for Southport. And cleared by Joel. Joel Senior, that is. And now Jennings plays it forward nicely there. Liam Martin, square ball. And foul there. And that was Gilchrist there with a clumsy challenge.
Not a great deal in that either, to be honest, but certainly unsettled this Southport team. They look very, very frail at the back when FC United go forward.
So, Dugdale, the skipper, plays it through. Liam Martin now, right-hand side, that's easily dealt with there by Matty Hughes. Falls for Jennings, a substitute, thinks about a shot, but then plays it to the left-hand side to White. White, can he do better this time? Joel Senior again, very attentive there. Fagbola with the header, Dugdale well forward, plays it forward now to Brad Jackson, and there'll be 2 minutes of added time, which we're now into. Can FC hang on to this 2-goal lead to the break? That really will give them a real fillip. So, throw in Brad Jackson as Southport look to get one back just before the interval. And Wisdom there with the header, doesn't really clear it though. Nodded to the edge of the box. Southport have it. Jennings the substitute. Spreads it out to the right hand side. Number 8 is Alex Fletcher. Nicely floated ball in there. Fagbola with a clearance. And Nathan Lowe mops up the second ball. He's got two red shirts ahead of him. And he draws the foul there from Jennings. And it's a free kick to FC United.
However, you've been brought down a peg or two here. The Baron and Hollyoaks years. Well, Baron or Barman? Were you Baron or Barman? What were you?
Barman in Hollyoaks. Yeah. I was
the Baron, weren't you?
I was Mr. Benson for 4 years, actually.
Were you called Baron Benson?
Probably in a foreign version. Meanwhile, there's a game of football still going on.
He's terrible.
FC United.
There was a free kick. There was nothing going on.
It's now a throw-in to the home side, midway inside their own territory.
Keep him coming.
Dugdale with the throw for Southport. And Lowe tries to get a foot in there but can't do so. Good pressing at the back from Lowe. Now by Gilchrist, but Smith can bring it forward now over halfway for Southport. Last throw of the dice for them to pull one back before half time. Men in their all yellow strip. Square ball, Fletcher, and that's the half-time whistle, and has been an excellent first half for the visitors here. took the lead after 9 minutes. Goal from Hooper, James Hooper, and then 33 minutes, a second goal from Nathan Lowe. And generally, FC have looked tight. They've got three changes from Saturday. Michael Connell, the new signings in. Scott Kay, very, very important figure, of course. And also James Hooper. So 2-0 the lead. Any final thoughts?
I think, in fairness, that's one of the best 45 minutes of FC United for a long, long time. Resolute at the back, compact in the midfield, using the width actually superbly well, accompanied by a magnificent support to our left-hand side, and two exceptionally good goals as well. And FC United, when they play football, Bayek, there are to be, and they're showing so far, and it's only 45 minutes, that when you play expansive football and you take your chances, you can do anything. FC United currently 2-0 up here. Let's take a short commercial break, and then we're back with Stephen Wood.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
This summer, FC United will once again be operating the Pay What You Can Afford season ticket scheme, as well as the new 3-year season ticket. To purchase your season ticket, please visit www.fcumshop.co.uk or over the phone during office hours on 0161 769 2005 or in person at the club office during working hours. This season promises to be a cracker, so please don't delay. Purchase your FC United season ticket today.
And you're listening to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and your lovely people, the Armchair Armour. And that there was comical eating.
It was.
Superb hospitality at Southport. You get sandwiches, free programme, superb stuff.
A couple of goals.
Yeah.
Boo!
It's FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Armour.
Boo!
And it's 2-0 here to FC United in what can only be described as one of the best first half performances.
Boo!
In a red shirt for yonks.
Bloody rubbish!
Boo!
Says him. Have you been reading your Facebook posts all the way through this afternoon and this,
boo!
This evening?
No, I'm fitting the FC vernacular, that's what you got to do.
Boo!
So, Steve.
Hello.
Where's that performance come from? Is it all to do with Scotty Kay freeing
but
up?
You know what?
Freeing up low, is that
you know,
what it's
you know
all
what?
Down to?
You know what? I don't know why this is. I might have said it on air before. I've certainly said it to people I come to the game with. I don't know why. There's something about Scott Kay that I just can't quite... I don't know. And you know what tonight's proven, though? How much you miss him when he's not there. But, I mean, he's one of a number of performances tonight. At the back, Hughes has not missed a header, a block, or anything.
Hooper on that.
Hooper.
He's made things happen, hasn't he?
The whole thing's just. You know.
It has been.
I mean, you say where did it come from? To be fair, in most of the games so far, going forward, it's not been horrendous. Well,
Only in bits. That was a consistent 45 minutes.
Well, the first 10, I thought, before we scored, they were the better team. Just about. And I thought,
Would you agree though? At the back, we're very compact
yes.
in the box. There's only a couple of occasions where they've managed to get through, and the shots really. There's been one shot which was all right, but Alisson was right behind it, so no danger.
Oh, they had two that were straight at him.
Final
third,
FC United.
We could have scored two or three goals. I mean, Connor. as that free heading off the corner.
Are we going to regret not? I'm going to bring us back down to earth now, because we all know what happens in the first 10 minutes. What's what you
just said to me? It's amazing. I said, yeah, we're not finished yet.
But yeah, it does beg the question, is it all down to Scotty K?
Because it probably is.
One of the things I said to Swampy on the way here, because we've come a long way, we'll discuss it on one more cup of coffee. We came by a witness for some reason. But anyway.
It's a bit of a shrek.
Yeah, it is. One of the things we discussed was Lowe, because Lowe has had
responsibility. Also the Bowie album.
Lowe has had a, with an E, Lowe has had a responsibility in the last couple of games of being the guy in midfield. Mm. And the pace of the game is dictated by him. And there was a lot of occasions when, in the first half an hour against Kidderminster, where he was on it and the tempo was good. Same for Spennymoor. But Brackley, he was off it. Tonight, the tempo, he's not having to do any of the defensive stuff where he's playing
backwards. Forward, yeah.
Every ball he's doing is being played forwards. And that's more suited to his game.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, Paul's statting at the moment. But yeah, you know.
Yeah, I think it's probably a number of factors. I think part of it also is that Southport have been wretched in front of goal. Whenever they've been poor within shooting distance, they've been very poor. That's helped us no end.
You're absolutely right. You know, they've sliced.
They've had opportunities.
They've had some decent ones. Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't think the chances that Southport then. Southport have had tonight. Yeah. I've been as clear and as open as some of the chances we've given other teams. I mean, you know, Spennymoor had some great chances. You know, obviously on Saturday, Kidderminster, we're open. They've had chances, but none as wide open as the ones that we've had.
Well, I mean, our first goal was a present from the defender that didn't clear. He didn't even clear his own box.
Yeah.
It took a deflection. And there's a bit of controversy about that goal, actually, which we might see on the highlights later. Did it come off a Southport player, or did it come off an offside MacArthur?
Well, I didn't.
That was from a.
I want a butty, by the
way. All right, I'll get you a butty.
Give me a cheese one, please.
Cheese one. Okay.
I didn't see it's anybody, I'll be honest with you. So I don't. From the stand up here, it looked like it just went cleaning off Hooper.
It wrong footed the keeper.
It wrong footed the keeper, so that. Yeah, right, okay. Well.
So, but we don't know who he hit. Basically, from here.
Don't matter.
It's still a goal.
What does the scoreboard tell? Exactly.
And
exactly.
The second goal was well made. Oh, well crafted.
Yeah. Well, they both were. I mean that, the first one was a good ball down the channel, and it was crossed in. Like I say, it wasn't cleared very well.
Yeah. The second goal was magnificent.
But it was where we.
Joel Senior brought the ball in. They didn't close him down, did they? They allowed him to get so deep into their half. Mm. And then the ball across, it was, you know, the run over and the shot.
Yeah.
One thing that, you know, is a bit cliche. A lot of people, particularly on TalkSport, always going about the 12 men and all that. There is an element to that tonight. Yeah. This atmosphere tonight.
This is like olden days where we had a loud, raucous following and usually won with it.
Yeah. I forgot the repertoire of songs. Every song's a classic, and it's on shuffle, and there's no repeats, and I quite like it.
Apart from this one, over and over again. Well, so even I'm singing to a certain extent. We're all eating it at the minute, aren't we?
I mean, it's a cracking evening.
Sorry, dear listener, we're all eating.
No, sod it. It's a cracking evening we're having here. It's like a picnic. It's sunny. It's cracking atmosphere. It's jovialness.
So the question is...
It was an awful burger from the Burger Van, though. It was a shocking burger.
The question is, how can we turn it around in the second half?
Absolutely.
Give it 10 minutes. Now, any final thoughts, Dave, before we hand back to the studio?
Oh, my God, studio tonight. Is it old school?
I just thought I'd bring it back.
Why not?
The second half is going to be done on Skype, everyone. Cheer up.
Leave Swampy's phone. My worry, not worry, but it's what we always say at half-time. I mean, we are a stuck record with it. We need to see 10, 15 minutes out. Because 2-0, go back to your cliche.
Yep.
It's a dangerous scoreline because you let one in.
And they are a good side.
They're not a bad side. I mean,
a couple of observers have said they were lucky against Leamington.
I believe so. But
they are a good side. I'm just seeing some tweets that we've got in. Must have been Peter Cushing. I don't know what that is relating to, but thank you, John Darwin, for your tweet. Anyway, get in touch and let us know what that John Cushing one is. That'd be good.
He played him in the two films.
Did he? Or did he? Oh, he was. Yeah, he was the baddie in Star Wars, wasn't he?
He was General Tarkin.
And he's
in the new one, even though he's been brown bread for God knows how long.
Seriously, just going off on a tangent now because we've run out of things to talk about.
Let's go for it.
I watched Rogue One, and he suddenly appeared, and I went, "He's not going to turn around." And then he turned around, and then I spent the whole film not watching the film, but looking at Peter Cushing going,
that's not his face.
You know what I, you know what I was thinking all the way so through? You know what I was thinking when I watched it?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's dead. Seriously, I was like, what's he doing?
He's well dead. If anything, he's put on a bit of weight. Anyway,
oh, yeah.
Right, so that's it, Steve. Thank you for joining us.
All
keep
right.
up your funny Facebook messages. I'm enjoying
no,
them.
No,
but thank you for joining us. And this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And a big thank you to you, Armchair Army, for all your donations. And while I'm talking to you, Armchair Army, do please donate. All donations greatly received at fcumradio.co.uk/donate. James Quinn and Swampy join us back again. Don't put it back on the tray.
And that was a sandwich you were talking about, Ben.
Oh, absolutely. Have we had any more IMDb spots of James Quinn?
Paul the Penn states, James must have been on the bill. Every actor's ever been on the bill. And James can confirm he has been on the bill twice.
Once as a suspect, once as a copper.
Excellent first half and excellent commentary, guys. Let's do it again in the second half. That's from Dave in the smoke. It's Cockney diving, the smoke. Oh, what, mate? Hey, you're doing lovely, jabbly.
I was saying...
have you been to EastEnders? Because I know it's, I know you know a lot of the writers and you like the style of writing in that show, but you've never... We know you've been in Coronation Street because you couldn't solve that murder for such a length of time that we had to tell you at Gig Lane.
Yeah,
who'd done it.
On the scoreboard.
I've been six different human beings in Coronation Street, including three detectives, the owner of a TV shop.
What were you selling?
TVs.
well, actually, it's funny you just say that because FC looking tight, almost as tight as Quinn as DS Willis in Coronation Street. Tight.
I was just to subject while we were at the listener catch up with the text messages. We came the long way around here and it was a lovely drive, wasn't it? We came through Widnes, Runcorn.
Well, we came through Widnes because I had to stop in Widnes to fill up my vehicle because I'm now biodieseling, so it's the smell of a chip van.
And dear listener, his exhaust pipe smells well fit.
Oh, it's beautiful. And it's environmentally friendly.
And FC have kept Southport waiting, but they're just emerging now from the tunnel. But a lot of hard work to do for FC if they're going to make sure that they hang on to this lead, maybe increase it.
I think what we need to do, James, is just keep resolute in the midfield at the back, keep working hard, and you know the 3 points are there for FC now. Southport, I think they say they've taken what seems their performance on Saturday against Leamington into this game, and they'll be wanting a mass improvement in this second half. But FC United do look strong, do look competitive, and look calm and collected in all parts of the pitch. So. And if we can continue to get behind the defence, and the one thing is they've got two big centre-halves, and FC United haven't been playing the ball up and through the middle, they've played it down the wide width, and getting behind them, and getting into them, and that's been superb.
Yeah, that's been one of the keys. Not just hopefully playing it down the middle. But the timing of Gilchrist and McCarthy's runs as well, staying onside, has been... good.
Yeah, he's been excellent.
And McCarthy now gets us going with Nathan Lowe. Well, we talked about good use of the long ball, but Nathan Lowe, well, the idea was right to maybe catch them napping, but would have needed to be a whippet to get on the end of that one. That's a goal kick to Southport.
Well, apparently Estelle's now onto the Lakes Gin, and just let you know, you were great in No Offence.
Oh, thank you.
Ask him what character he played. It's a goal kick.
Taxi driver.
And it's nodded on there, and that's cleared by Scott Kay. Now Gilchrist tries to flick this one on, and Hooper there. Did he control that with his hand? Yes, he did.
It's unfortunate that, because it was a lovely loop ball there by Kay, wasn't it? And
I think it felt as if it bounced up onto his hand, but the referee obviously decided that he'd controlled it that way, and free kick. And clearance there by Ian Turner. Header was up in the air there and cleared there by Matty Hughes, but it's back in Southport possession. This is Smith. Smith with a left-footed low cross there. Fagbola alert. Clears it. Jennings the substitute. And... Dugdale, square ball to Smith on the halfway line for Southport. Southport nil, FC United Manchester 2. Just a reminder of tonight's team for FC United. Allinson, Senior, Wisdom, Scott Kay, the skipper tonight, Bagbola, Hughes, James Hooper at seven, Nathan Lowe, Jason Gilchrist, Michael Connor, new signing, and Connor McCarthy. And substitutes are Greaves, Linfield, Tom Brown, Corbett, and Joel Logan. And goal kick for FC, but it's stays in play. And it's a throw into, and goes out of play off the Southport player, throw into FC United midway, or is it halfway line? And it's Wisdom preparing to take this one. Gilchrist comes to collect that one. And oh, beautiful control there, but just his pass goes awry there. And Southport can break here over halfway. There's Liam Martin desperately wants that. It's a good ball to him. Oh, plays it across to... Well, it was a lovely ball to Liam Martin. He played it across, hoping, I think, that... probably that Sampson had made a run to get on the end of it, but Sampson wasn't that quite far forward.
It's far too much pace on the ball, but as you say, it was a good attacking move by the home team. Incidentally, that's Turner, Jackson, White, Jones, Dugdale, Smith, Kissock's gone off injured, Fletcher, Roberts, Sampson, Martin and Jennings. On the bench is Zama, Jones, Roach and Garner. But yeah, they should have done better. It was a good move on this left-hand, near left-hand side touchline, and a better ball could have resulted in trouble for FC.
So, goal kick taken by Allinson. Nathan Lowe gets a foot on it. Dominic Smith with a commanding header there. Sampson now back to goal halfway line, being harried there by Matty Hughes. Ball comes forward there and comes off the Southport player as he went up with Wisdom for that contest that header. And Wisdom will, he's hobbling a little bit because he goes back to take this throw in close to the FC corner flag left hand side. Floodlights now in full effect. Beautiful afternoon, beautiful evening here in Southport. Left. Wisdom throws it down the line. One though by Southport head. Fletcher with a header there. Fagbola has to get on the end of it, does so. McCarthy on the turn, and he gets brought down by Jennings there, and Jennings was a bit lucky to get away without a card there. It seemed quite a sort of cynical professional foul as FC prepared to break away.
Well, they hacked him down, didn't he? And we saw early in the game Nathan Lowe getting a yellow card for standing in front of the ball. For me was equally a yellow card.
I felt that was hard. I felt that Nathan Lowe wasn't really given much time to get out of the way there, but not in the opinion of the referee. And anyway, the Allinson takes it. It's nodded away there by Curtis Jones, headed back into the danger zone. McCarthy just by the byline now is McCarthy for FC United, plays it inside well, and then the ball had gone out of play. Bit of a late decision there, but Ian Turner in all green for Southport, the keeper prepares to take this goal kick. Southport 0, FC United and Manchester 2 in this National League North fixture here. Fourth game of the season for both sides. FC desperate for some points. It's been a barren start, but so far so good in this game. Played forward there by Southport. Fagbola deals with it well. It was McCarthy made a rather strange sort of jump for the ball there, missed it. Now it's cleared out of play by Wisdom, and it'll be a throw into Southport about 20 yards out, right hand side as they attack. Now then, played back, left footed cross in there, nicely done there as White has come all the way forward. Ball gets loose there, and oh, nice 1-2 there. And no, that was Fletcher there, rather optimistically looking for a penalty. He played a rather nice 1-2 there, but went through Turnbull, then went down very easily, and the referee not interested at all there.
Well, I think you got it right there, referee in a good position, dead centre, and the referee judging nothing's happened, and FC can start again from the back.
Allinson's clearance. That's White, plays it out to the left-hand side. Heavy touch there from Liam Martin, but White there gets on the end of it. A bustling run from White, spreads it out to the right hand side, and the wing backs working together there as Brad Jackson tries to get in, and that's really good defending from Wisdom. It is a corner though, and yeah. Southport with some momentum here in the second half.
Little bit of pace, put the ball out wide and put FC under pressure, but as I say, great defending from Wisdom. He stood with his man there, and it results in another corner for the home team.
And all on his own is Brad Jackson there, scoops it in there. Fag Bowler, not a convincing header. Fletcher has it, plays it back, left footed, and it hits, I think it was Fag Bowler, and it will be another corner as Southport try and build pressure here. Played 52 minutes here. And FC still with a 2-goal lead, but Southport mounting the pressure here as the cross comes in. It's a nice looking ball in, and Dugdale tried to get on the end of it, and they couldn't get any pressure on the ball there, and mopped up there by Lloyd Allinson. And a very fetching move, purple top.
Message from Alan: James was brilliant as Kojak.
That's not good, though. As a Gilchrist on the turn, plays it back to Nathan Lowe, spreads it out. McCarthy, that's taken off his toes there, and good resourceful defending from Southport, and they bring the ball away. Joel Senior sticking to his task well there, but Southport have it back. White again trying to raid infield, and FC just outnumbering him there. Senior plays it to James Hooper, but he's robbed this time by Liam Martin. Good work from Martin there, brings it over halfway for Southport. Oh, a good tackle from Connor, really was excellent there. That's played forward, and that's not quite the right ball from Hooper there, because Gilchrist was in a bit of space. He played it for Gilchrist to make a run across to the right, across the back of the defence, but just out of reach for the number nine.
Well, a little bit of edge getting into this game, some strong challenges, fair ones so far.
Now McCarthy on halfway does well, evades three players and is fouled ultimately.
Well, Jennings, that's his second challenge like that, and from Jennings.
The referee may be having a word here with
while he does, James.
Well, that was, and I think FC are going to get a chance to take that. The referee had his back to the play there. I don't know if Nathan Lowe honestly thought that was going to be hard to be played on.
Well, I found Quinn's performance in Heartbeat as Mr. Pulver a touch contrived when comparing against the showstopper as the shop assistant in Love Matters. Gets me every time, that one.
Right, I didn't realise that Nancy Banks Smiths was a follower of FC, the former Guardian critic. We're getting critiques now, are we? As the ball comes in for FC United, and it's a foul. Free kick to Southport.
You've certainly got an admirer who's given us... This is one person who's given all this information.
Thank you. Pamela Buenas Noches.
You could say that. This guy's in...
What's happened?
This guy denied.
Pamela, how are you?
This guy's denied, mate. Well, Denton, actually.
That was a little dedication I was asked to do there. As they bring it forward now, Fletcher... Out to left-hand side, White, first time cross, comes back to Fletcher. Edge of the box, square ball nicely. And it was Sampson who couldn't keep it down there. Nice work from Southport. They're definitely more at it in the second half. And FC are having to really concentrate.
You're right as well. And that's a situation FC had just scored from in the first half, from just outside the 18-yard area. High and wide this time. But, they get a little bit of... look down this left hand side. However, FC United resolute in everything they're doing and look dangerous going forward, James, which is a big positive and plus.
Yes, and Southport having to commit men forward, which may create openings. Now Matty Hughes slices his clearance throw in to Southport far side.
Dane Bank, darling, was the comeback. Dane Bank, good point, well made. Lucky there, Kerr, that could have been a yellow card. He left his foot in late, didn't he?
Free kick then on the halfway line. Curtis Jones, the man, number four for Southport, going to take this one.
Gone.
Spreads it out. Up goes Dugdale, but Fibola wins that duel. And then Senior clears up there, wins a throw in for FC United. He really is starting to look a really composed player, is Joel Senior.
Just turned 18. His football had been played primarily at at Main Road, and he's done very, very well since he's gone into that position. Ooh, in the late challenge.
Poor challenge from Connor. Went to ground there into the back of Southport player. That will be a booking. Well, he's finding his way here. He's had a decent game tonight as Connor, but that was a rash challenge. He's played another couple of challenges similar to that, where he's timed the tackles perfectly, but not that time. Mr. Bell, the referee. So, well, that's two bookings now for FC. And once that retaken, the referee, it's a little bit further back.
Well, he had his cards in his hands and he was back to the play, so quite rightly he's got to be able to see what's going on.
Smith, long ball forward onto the edge of the penalty area. Fagbola does well. And now Scott Kay, strange attempt to clear it there, and Southport now have it in the box. White plays it back. Roberts with a decent looking cross. Important header there. I think it was from Matty Hughes. Jennings picks up the second ball. Now Fagbola does well, clears it, throwing Southport.
Well, actually, the header came in, I think, from Danny Wisdom. It was a very important one, James. It was a positive header, cleared his lines, did well.
Plays it back there. Fagbola makes a bit of a hash of the clear, and Southport have it 30 yards out. And good pressing from Nathan Lowe there, but Southport still have it. Now right-hand side, Brad Jackson. White, the left wing back, who's playing more and more centrally at the moment, and has put too much on that and gets a dirty look there from Roberts for that errant pass.
And your acting capabilities there actually just showed us exactly how he looked. That was excellent.
Thank you, Swampy. Means a lot. Joel Senior with a throw in midway inside. Gilchrist plays it in field. Hooper tries to get control of it. Can he flick this to the left hand side? And that falls on Wisdom. Oh, Wisdom, he could have shot himself surely. And he played a ball inside. Well, Wisdom has two goals for FC this season and certainly could have pulled the trigger himself there. But now Southport on the break, and Wisdom having to retreat to get back into position. That's a good ball in. Roberts nods it forward, but well, he wanted to nod it down there for Sampson, but well, goes all the way to Lloyd. Thank you,
James. James says thank you very much, Captain Killjoy. He's not repeating it all.
Nodded down there. Gilchrist on the turn. Oh, attempted pull on the shirt there, and luckily perhaps
for
Curtis Jones, the referee didn't see it all.
Well, that's what he's got his assistant for there. There was a complete pull there on the shirt, and that should have been a free kick to FC United.
Well, it will now be a throw into FC. Right hand side, we played this all almost an hour now. Senior with the throw in, deep inside Southport territory. And now it's McCarthy on the right hand side now, battling. And goal kick in the end. Well, and the game's up to now. We've been talking about what changes Carl Marginson might be thinking of making at the moment. I would think he'd want to keep it just as it is. Bowler out jumped this time by Sampson. Matty Hughes gets the second header. Connor does well. Gilchrist heads it on. Now White out muscled there by Hooper. And down the line, and Hooper down the turn gets it from Senior. Ooh, and that was a strong challenge, but a fair one from Smith. And now on the left-hand side, really is getting just a little bit more tasty this game. Within the laws of the game, just about, but
it was a strong challenge.
And good work there from Matty Hughes there. Beats Martin to the ball, but it's a throw into Southport. Midway inside FC territory, right-hand side. Jennings unmarked. Space in front of him. Scoops the ball out to the left-hand side. And Roberts heads it in. Matty Hughes clears it, not entirely convincingly. Jennings picks it up, shouts for handball. Nothing doing, says the referee. And then Roberts nods it out now to White. Left-hand side, can he get a cross in? Yes, he can, but it's side netting. goal kick, FC United.
Well, going back to your question about Carr making maybe changes, I think the only time we'll have to make changes is maybe a couple of players tiring, the likes of Michael Connor, hasn't played a huge amount of football, neither has James Hooper. However, they are being effective on the pitch at this moment in time, but ready-made replacements in there as well, so it'll be interesting to see how long Carr goes before any changes are made.
Allinson with the goal kick. Nodded on there, nodded clear. Oh, nice head on by Sampson there. In fact, Bowler's got a bit of defending to do, plays it out to Joel Senior. Joel Senior knocks it out of play. Throw in, Sampson takes it quickly. Almost a foul throw there from Sampson, didn't go back over his head, but now he's White now. White holds the play up there. He's got two in the middle there. On the turn, and it's gone in. It's number seven there.
Liam Martin, isn't it? Liam Martin.
Number 11, I beg your pardon, Liam Martin, and they get one back, and it has been coming. But FC there, and that comes from young Joel Senior just losing a bit of concentration, letting the ball get out of play. They took the throw in very quickly, moved it quickly, and just caught FC napping.
Well, it was a lovely play by Andy White, because he was all alone and he looked up and he cut back inside and he weighted the ball across the 18-yard area to find a shirt, and there was a number 11, as you say, Liam Martin, and he dispatched it beautifully into the bottom left-hand corner. Nothing FC United's Lloyd Allison could do with that one.
Yeah, good. Now then, we've got a game on the hands. Southport 1, FC United 2. 63 minutes played here. FC went 2-0 up at half time, but now Southport have got one back, and this is played down the line. It was Martin there trying to raid again, but it's got out for a throw in. Fag Bowler, and FC have just got to keep their composure, keep their shape, keep their strength. And a really good support from the FC faithful just to our left. Joel Senior down the line it goes. Smith intercepts it, throw in again to FC United.
Just needed maybe a couple of minutes where we can get onto the ball, hold it a little bit, and just get our composure back.
Senior with the throw. Connor's out jump there. It was a White with the header. Lovely assist from him just a few moments ago. Now then, Connor flicks it there. It was a nice idea, but it's cut out by Jennings. Jones there, plays it out to the right hand side. Brad Jackson, the wing back there. McCarthy tracking back, and Wisdom gets in the way, but a throw in now to Southport. They've got the bit between there, surely. Sansom's, well, he looked offside, but not from a goal kick now.
Not from a throw in, James.
Of course, yeah. Thank you for reminding me of the code.
It was slightly over. I mean, it was a good ball and a good idea. It was a really quick throw in, but it just gathered pace as probably a little bit of dew now. On the pitch, and FC United slightly went to sleep again. But I think all we need to do is we get hold of the ball, just keep resolute in our defending, keep working hard, and a result is in our grasp here, and a good result at that. 65 minutes on the clock.
Allinson with the goal kick. FC lead by 2-1. Flicked forward there by Connor. Inviting ball, well cut out by Curtis Jones, and offside. Free kick to Southport. Ian Turner strolls forward out of his net to take this one. Plays it out, and he's been told, and I think there'll be a substitution.
Well, I saw Craig Linfield warming up, and it's a wide, expansive pitch, and this is the kind of play you can bring on. It looks like James Hooper is the man there that's going to be making way.
That would presumably be a fitness issue rather than performance. Craig Linfield not had a lot of football himself this season. Brief substitute appearances. He hasn't been able to affect things too much, but gets the opportunity now. Over 24 minutes for him to make an impression and help FC tighten things up here. And McCarthy is switched back out to the left. And this free kick will be taken now by Ian Turner, the Southport keeper. Here it comes. Nodded back. And now Southport have it centre field. Nathan Lowe plays it well. Gilchrist, has he got the speed to get on the end of this? And he wins a corner. That was pretty deft work from Gilchrist.
What a wonderful, wonderful ball though by Lowe. He spun that ball out of his feet. and he put a great ball into Gilchrist. It was good defending, but again, those two linking up really well. And that ball was absolute quality.
And FC, just what they need at this point is to corner up the other end of the field. They've been soaking up the pressure, conceded the goal. So a chance now. Can they hit back, find a third goal somehow? Nathan Lowe preparing to take this one. Right-hand side will be a right-footed outswinger from the number eight. Floated invitingly, far post, nodded down straight to the keeper. Could he have done better? Was that Matty Hughes there?
It was Matty Hughes at the back post there. He directed it, but couldn't quite get enough power into the arms of the keeper. A simple save really for the keeper eventually.
Senior battling now with Martin, other end of the field. Martin goes down looking for a looking for a free kick there, but referee wasn't having that. Well, he stayed down.
But he's hurt his,
and he's hurt himself.
He has indeed. There was, in fairness, Joe Senior was he was resolute, stayed with his man. Giving him a bit of a push there, but I think he's hurt his he's down, and he's certainly in a lot of pain. The Southport set number 11, I think it's Liam Martin, the guy who scored the goal.
Well, he's off the field of play, so he can carry on. I think there might be another Southport substitution, or is it another?
FC United about to make it. Tom Greaves is going to come on.
Well, that again would be fresh legs. Would that be Gilchrist?
Well, it looks like it to me. Gilchrist is making way.
Doesn't look thrilled. I thought he's been he's had another decent game, and he's a nice run a few months ago. But so what's very much a case here of old hands here for FC United, putting some more experience on the field here with Tom Greaves and getting more football than he has previous outings. Well, there's a stretcher. In fact, the referee has held up play, even though he's off the field of play.
A stretcher required. He just went. He went when he pushed out. Went awkwardly, didn't he, on his knee. And that is the
today's attendance is 1,270, 380 of which are FC fans.
Well, making all the noise, the FC supporters, and it's more like it sounds like there's 1,000 in the ground of FC and 380 home team, but absolutely tremendous. Good crowd here. What we got? Excellent singing tonight. Commentary Grand 2, that's from Helen and Lester. Hope you're well, Helen. And good luck in your new job, because I think she's changed her job recently. I'm going to sneeze on air. No, I'm not. It's gone. We've got a break in play because Liam Martin, the number 11, the goal scorer of Southport's only goal. Innocuous, but he's in a lot of pain there. He's been put onto the stretcher now in the court on the corner flag. And Joe Cini stayed with him all the way and then just give him a little bit of a nudge, but he's not going to hold him or anything like that. He's actually just twisted, I think, his knee, and he's in a lot of pain, the number 11. So yeah, it will be a substitution, and at the moment, unless they've made it without us knowing, they haven't. They've still got 10 players on the pitch, James.
Do so. With 70 minutes played, gives me an opportunity to hand over to Swampy for the rest of the game, and Paul can ride shotgun.
Well, thank you very much, James. Been a thoroughly entertaining game. Off the pitch, on the pitch, your text messages have kept us entertained equally. And who'd have known that James Quinn has played so many roles as a detective. But Paul, your overall thoughts so far?
I think FC in the second half have not quite sustained the levels they did in the first half, and Southport have crept into it a bit. It's going to be an interesting next 10-15 minutes, I think, to see which way it drifts.
I think you might be right. It's a goal kick to FC United, incidentally, and I've still not seen, unless you saw, Paul, I think it's number 40, actually. Yeah, it's Ethan Jones has come
Jones
on for the home team
Martin.
As FC United now can bomb down the left-hand side with Danny Wisdom. Wisdom against Brad Jackson. He cuts inside, Jackson does well, and Jackson has the ball, but good pressure from FC United. The ball flies into the opposition half, and it's a penalty here, and FC United have the ball back. Nice little touch by Nathan Lowe to FC United's number 10. Opportunity now, Connor, the ball across there, great defender. It's a lovely ball by Linfield, and he played in Michael Connor there, and Connor, well, he could have been perhaps selfish with his left foot and tried to have a shot, but he put the ball inside, well defended, and FC United get themselves a corner.
I think we've had three good opportunities in this half. There was one where Gilchrist had a shot from wide out that was blocked. There was another one where we went one pass too many in the box.
Well, FC United have himself a corner ball. Dryfoot has swung, it's a decent ball, there goes across everybody, who's it fall to? On the edge of the penalty is Fag Bowler. He switches the play, lovely ball out right hand side, back to McCarthy, first ball in, first goal! Oh, what a goal in the near post, there was Linfield, the ball was whipped in, initially Fag Bowler on the edge of the area, he held the ball well, he played the ball out wide right, there was McCarthy, he played the ball in, near post Linfield, he's just put his foot around it, a tight angle, near post, beyond the goalkeeper, and FC United find themselves 3-1 up on 72 minutes, and what a goal from Craig Linfield, and what an impact he's had.
Yes, I was about to say that, an impact substitute, he's not been on the pitch long, he's only probably had two touches of the ball at best, but he was there when it mattered at the near post, and it's good to see somebody attack at the near post, again. We don't do that enough.
Again, the width in the game, the ball out wide, he whipping it in, absolutely superb. Helen there says, cheers one for your new job starts next week after only 5 weeks holiday. Boo! But a good goal there from Craig Linfield. And FC United found themselves 3-1 up here. Long ball into FC's area, and it's comfortably dealt with by Lloyd Allison.
I was just talking to our Southport counterparts, and I did point out that McCarthy, their old boy, put the cross in there.
Well, it was a lovely ball in. He put it in with pace and power, panache.
I think that's three assists now this season for McCarthy.
Well, and he plays with his head up and gets the ball into the area. He does really, really well. And that was a great example of putting the ball out wide and putting pressure on defences. As FC United now just lose the ball out there. So we've got a couple more texts in. Never mind, James. What was your highlight when you were in Monkey's Love? Monkey's Love is another one. As the ball plays back, FC United just defend it resolutely. Ball high over the halfway line. Needs to be picked up by Greaves. He does well there, Greaves. Plays the ball inside to Connor there. And it's well defended. And Southport, well, there'll be gaps appearing, you'd expect, because they're 3-1 down. And found themselves in an offside position. Gareth Roberts came to the halfway line to collect the ball, but he came from the offside position. And FC United get himself a free kick. And could maybe breathe a little bit more, Paul.
Yeah, it's interesting. Southport look very uncomfortable when we've attacked them. For a side that we had three wins in a row to start the season off, they've not looked really the deal, have they?
Not at all, no. I think, as I say, talking earlier on, thinking that they took Saturday's game into this game, and they haven't.
I think it shows you how premature this league table is.
How convincing or unconvincing they were is. Again, down this right-hand side, it's Linfield. Great ball to the penalty area. Oh, there was McCarthy being forced for Connor Hughes. The first half shot comes in. Half volley over the bar. And there was Michael Connor, and he gets himself a corner. But again, the width. Lovely play there by Craig Linfield. And he put a lovely ball in. It was half dealt with. And there was on the edge of the area, Michael Connor. And Connor then, they got a slight deflection. It's out for a corner to FC United and Manchester. 75 minutes approaching, and FC find themselves 3-1 up.
This is the kind of Linfield we want to see, how he was in the past.
But he loves getting down the byline, and he loves banging balls in there, you know, that's his trademark.
And of course he's back on Merseyside.
Exactly, yes, as FC United get himself a corner. And it's Nathan Lowe on the far left hand side, going to whip this ball in. Can they make it four? Near post ball, it's flicked on by Tom Greaves, and it comes off a defender. So another corner to FC United of Manchester. All the action happening in the right end as far as we're concerned. The FC faithful to left hand side. In great, great form.
15 minutes left.
And another corner. Can FC make it four? Put it beyond a comeback from the home team. Near post ball again. Flicks across there. Doesn't come off Fag Bowler. They can try and clear the lines with Brad Jackson. But Fag Bowler does brilliantly. Steers the ball back. Here comes FC United with a number five. Oh, and it was, again, Nathan Lowe from distance. He sort of bend it into the top right-hand corner. And it wasn't far wide in all fairness, but it remains 3-1. As the noise just rises, and resolute football from FC United.
Well, there's been some complaints that they haven't had much to shout about recently, but they have tonight.
Well, that's what happens when you go out on a bender all day, and you can enjoy the benefits of sun, sand, and now sexy football. And it's been certainly a game for the supporters here this evening. It's been really entertaining. 1,326, I think, it is in the ground.
1,270.
What about 1,270? Sorry, it sounds like 17,000. As Southport now, what have they got in their locker? Down the right hand side they go. FC win the ball back. It's with Hughes. Hughes ball. Well, it hits FC United's Danny Wisdom in the chest, and he can flip the ball on. And it's a throw-in conceded by Adam Dugdale on the far side of the ground. And FC United 3-1 up. They rode the storm, to be honest.
This is shades of Kidderminster away last season, I think, where we weren't fancied. Yet, on the day, we were the ones that grabbed the goals.
Well, I think we've been more than fancied. I think we've been the better team for large parts of this game, in all fairness. Southport have hustled and bustled, but not really put FC United's goalkeeper under any due pressure. But they have an opportunity now over the halfway line with Dominic Smith. Plays the ball out wide right, a little bit of room now for Brad Jackson. Jackson to the byline, does really well, puts the ball into the back post. Here comes Andy White. Can he win it? There's a slight push in the back, but nothing too obvious, as they have another opportunity now with the substitute. Jennings plays it out wide left hand side to Samson to the penalty. The ball flicked towards the back post by the substitute, Ethan Jones, and it's out for a goal kick. And I suppose really when that ball came out to this left hand side and the ball fell to Jack Samson, you'd probably want him in the penalty area wanting to receive a ball in there, but he was out doing the graft on this left hand side. Other substitution for the visitors. It's going to be
Smith's coming off
and
Eves Sama coming on.
And
for those at home, it's YBES. Eve.
Yeah, Eve Zammer. Goal kick to FC United of Manchester. 78 minutes on the clock, 12 minutes to go, 3-1 up they lead. And deservedly so as well. Ball on the halfway line. Picked up by Nathan Jones. That's had a boot to Linfield. Linfield back to Nathan Lowe. And Lowe tries to throw the ball down the right hand side. Doesn't quite come off for him there. And it's a throw in, but in their final third. So FC United compress this area well and put the pressure on the visitors to the home team. Is Andy White has to play back to his goalkeeper, who takes a touch, scurries across, and then hits it well over the halfway line. But across goes Matty Hughes. Does really well there, wins a second header as well. Next ball finds Nathan Lowe, plays it to Danny Wisdom. Put it a bit too tight to Danny Wisdom, didn't really necessarily need it there. He clears his lines over the halfway line out on the left hand side.
I think Hughes and Fagbowler have been colossal tonight.
I think you're right, absolutely superb. As FC United on that man on the ball now, McCarthy, who's run his socks off all the way through the game. Ball plays inside now, there's an opportunity for the substitute. Eves gets the shot away, it comes off his own player, and Fagbowler can take it away. Simple ball out, he gives it away this time. But there's McCarthy again, hustling and bustling. He wins the ball brilliantly, just brilliantly there. Then gets himself a throw in, and his work rate has been absolutely outstanding. Going forward, getting out wide, leading from the front, and putting pressure, undue pressure on the home team defence. And FC United of Manchester, every player on that pitch has been absolutely superb.
But I think they've all chipped in tonight in different ways.
It certainly has. As FC United now. Again, it's McCarthy. This time he runs out of pitch. And the home team put the ball inside from the throw-in. Picked up by the number 14 on the edge of the area now. It's first half shot comes in. Oh, and that is a whisker wide of the post. And I literally mean a whisker wide. And FC United just switched off for a moment there on this near touchline. And Ethan Jones aggrieved not to have put that back to 3-2. What are we going to do so differently tonight? That's question one. Question two, can you bottle it?
Well, certainly creating and taking chances has been a big part of tonight.
Up goes an FC head. Fagbowler wins it. He launches it long into the final third for the home team to go and collect the ball. It'll be a throw into them.
I think the collective attitude's been different from Saturday.
Very much so, isn't it? It's been a team of composure, pace when we've needed it, got into them very, very well and put them under lots of pressure, and we've used the width of the pitch tremendously well. As the ball now, exactly that's what they've done. Ball down the right hand side. Here comes a substitute. Goes, tries to get past Hughes, but he can't. Great defending from Hughes. Well, Matty Hughes having his best game in an FC shirt so far this evening, been absolutely resolute in his defending duties with Fagbowler. And the visitors, they've got 8 minutes plus additional time, because there was an injury sustained. And the ball into the penalty area. It's headed away there by Hughes again. But here come Southport. It's with the number 12 now, Jennings. Jennings outside the penalty area. His ball is woeful. And he's got seven players to aim for. He threaded it through every single one of them tremendously well.
Another substitute.
It's a goal kick in FC 9. Well, Tom Brown is going to make way. And that'll probably, for I would have thought, either... well, I'm not sure, to be honest.
That's all guessing now. We can't see the board at the moment.
Looks like Nathan Lowe, is it?
The referee's trying to hurry things up.
Oh, no.
It's Connor coming off, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Michael Connor off, making his debut for FC United this evening. Smile on his face, the bearded gentleman. And on comes Tom Brown. FC United made all three substitutions. Greaves, Linfield and Brown on. Showing up that midfield. I don't know whether they've been tempted to bring Logan on for the last 8 minutes to run at him a little bit more, put him under even more pressure. Well, Tom Greaves at the moment is making sure that their defences are awkward. Back pass they have to deal with, and it is well dealt with by Ian Turner in fairness. But Greaves is making sure that their defenders are in a battle every time the ball goes up at this moment in time. But now the right hand side with Brad Jackson. Jackson plays it inside. Did the ball get chipped towards the back post? When it goes from right to left, it's a poor ball. It's gathered by Linfield, and Linfield plays the ball up towards Tom Greaves, and Greaves again putting the pressure on the number four, Curtis Jones, who makes an error, and it's a throw into FC United of Manchester. And again, Greaves coming on in these last 20 minutes, just putting more pressure on the defenders, and FC United in the ascendancy in the final third. The ball left for Joel Senior to take the throw in, and well, this will be a tremendous victory if FC United can hold out, and I duly expect them to do so, because the work rate has been so good. There's Nathan Lowe now down the right hand side, cuts inside, goes past one, needs to get a decent ball in, but just shows a little bit too much of it, and they can give the ball away. The ball chipped down, but again there's
the work rate.
Linfield comes across, charges the ball down, throwing to the home team. Tom Deeve goes across to put the pressure on. They chip the ball over the halfway line, but this should be Matty Hughes all day. He wins the header. Ball 4-0 for a yellow shirt. It's with Jennings. Jennings plays the ball out wide right hand side. It's now Brad Jackson. Can he get beyond FC United's Brown? He does. Can he get beyond the Wisdom? Yes, he can. But he shows too much of the ball, and it's out for a throw. Goal kick to FC United of Manchester, unless the referee sees something
corner.
There. He's given a corner, he has. Played out injured in Wisdom. What a great atmosphere. Here's the call from Estelle, and we've had that one. We've had a ball there now. As FC United have to defend this corner. Well, Curzon winning last night, taking up to 7 points. FC United tonight currently will take them from the bottom two. And as this corner comes in towards the back post, it goes up, goes Allison. Palms it away, but it's a free kick against him.
Some latest scores: Alfreton 1-0 up against North Derby United, Brackley 1-0 up against Dunedin, Gainsborough 2, Blyth Spartans 4, Harrogate a 3-1 up now against 10 Manchola, Kidderminster 1-0 up against Leamington, it's Salford 2, Stockport County 1, 3-0 to Spennymoor against Bradford Park Avenue, of course we're playing on Saturday, and Tamworth a 2-1 up against 10 man Boston, York 0, Darlington 0 as well.
Well, Blackley's 100% record is prevailing.
Ball played to the halfway now. Up goes Linford Igwe. It's a tremendous header there. Brings in Greaves. Greaves can't get on the end of it. And the ball stabbed forward. And FC United, two defenders have to work at it. And it's cleared by Hughes. And does enough there for the ball to go out for a throw in. Only 10 yards into the FC half. And well, with 4 minutes pushing the initial time. A lot of work for Southport if they can get back in this game. As the ball chips into the penalty area towards the back post, it goes. Ball comes across. Who's it for? It falls for Nathan Lowe, who contrives to give the opposition a corner, but it doesn't quite get there. I think it's a throw in right at the corner for this touchline. 3-1 FC lead. And the Livy Dive Hate Glazer flag to our left hand side. And there should be some great video footage, and we hope you've enjoyed this as the ball goes into the penalty area. Needs to be dealt with. Goes across three players towards the back post. It goes. It's half attempted, half missed, and then it should be a goal, and it is a goal. And well, out of nothing really, the visitors, the home team, get a goal, contrived goal. They were looking for a free kick against the goalkeeper there, but It is a very, very sloppy goal to concede, but also a very sloppy goal to score there, Paul.
Yeah, it was a bit shambolic from the long throw. We had an opportunity to clear it. We didn't really take it. The ball bounced around. Dugdale, the captain, managed to squeeze in a shot that hit defender on the way in, I think. Dribbled over the line. Yeah.
And actually, cleverly, the centre forward on the line decided not to touch it, because if he had it, would have been a disallowed goal.
Yeah, he didn't actually need to touch it, did he? And he was very astute not to bother.
Well, have we spoken too soon? Let's hope not, because FC United deserves to get certainly a win out of this game with the better team. And we're into the 87th minute. It'll be interesting to see how many minutes the referee puts on for the injury to Liam Martin. FC made all three substitutions as the ball lamped over the top as well, and it's into the feet of Lloyd Allison. He'll take his time and eventually puts it into his arms, and you expect a long ball into either the left or the right hand side. Get as far away as one. Crawford Place, expect nothing tonight, and if we get something, it's a bonus. That's by Paul Hinson at 6:30.
That's right.
Well, it's currently 3-2 to FC United of Manchester with 2 minutes to go. And what can FC United do? Can they hold out? Well, they deserve to, because they've played some very good football and worked really hard against this Southport team. Either way, they'll be applauded off the pitch. We certainly know that as Linfield, far right-hand side, near side, I should say, to the touchline, gets himself a throw-in.
The match update, Fred, is now on 8 pages. It would be old school to be in double figures, though.
Indeed it would.
There's been a lot of old school about tonight.
Well, we've got the old chance. Everyone's it's like being at Frickley away, isn't it? It's been absolutely superb as FC United have to defend this ball. And Nathan Lowe there, concedes a free kick deep in there in the Southport half. And the goalkeeper comes across to take it into the 90th minute.
We're into game management now, aren't we?
We'll be interested to see how many additional minutes are going to be put on that board, as Ian Turner, the goalkeeper, is going to launch his ball long. It's deep into the penalty area. So the keeper comes out. He's going to gather that. He punches rather than gathers. He punches it out sufficiently to the right-hand side. And it's good play there by Brad Jackson. Jackson to the byline. Can he get beyond Danny Wisdom? Well, he does superbly well. Plenty of blue yellow shirts in there. Oh, well played there by Linfield, but the ball falls for White. White can't afford to lose it there, but he does to Nathan Lowe. Nathan Lowe takes the ball out wide. He's got two players around him, and has a bit of a launch at Andy White, who's down off the pitch, but play continues, and picked up by their number 9, and FC putting them deep, and the ball won by initially by Brown, and then good pressure by FC United's Tom Greaves, but here comes the visitor, the home team down the right hand side again, with Brad Jackson, cuts inside, can't afford to lose the ball there, and FC United between the two of them, but they do lose it. I thought they initially won it, and then they lost it. A lovely ball played out wide right hand side now for Eve Zammer.
The tackle,
and a great challenge there from FC United's Danny Wisdom.
It's all got a bit desperate, isn't it?
We haven't seen the ball going up yet. Long throw into the penalty area.
He's dropped it.
Well, he has dropped it, but he's not going to stab at it because he never went onto the pitch. Long throw comes in there. Who's on the end of it? Wisdom wins it. It's a poor header comes across. Who's going to get the end of it? It's Nathan Lowe, launches the ball high in the sky. One bounce out for a throw-in just inside FC's half. Taken quickly, very quick throw. FC United have to defend this ball. Ball down the right-hand side. Across comes FC United's number 6. Plays a nice ball out. Neat ball. Control well by McCarthy. Now McCarthy, 5 additional minutes to go. So FC United, are they going to hold out? All the ball all the way back to Ian Turner. Good pressing there from FC United substitute Craig Linfield. Halfway line, good strong header there by Danny Wisdom, and two players FC converge on the ball, and it's cleared eventually by Curtis Jones, and that was great pressure from McCarthy. 5 minutes of additional time. FC United have a throw-in on the far left-hand side after some good work from McCarthy, chasing the ball down and making Curtis Jones clear his lines. And no hurry or rush for FC United. Can they get a fourth to really kill the game off? 3-2 the lead. Ball on the far left-hand side, charged down, but picked up by Jack Simpson on the halfway line. Lovely ball. Now the ball, if it's played out this left-hand side, which it is an opportunity. It's a lovely sweeping ball The substitute on the end of it, the number 14, Ethan Jones, puts a ball inside. Defended well by Taylor. Second ball by Linfield needs to be won and picked up. He heads it well. Two players converge. In fact, three players converge upon him. And it's picked up by Stephen Jennings on the halfway line. Jennings plays it inside now to Fletcher. Fletcher plays it out left-hand side. Controlled well by Gary Roberts. Roberts now to the byline he goes. Left footed towards the back post. There's a free man there. Should be a header. Should produce a goal. An equalising goal. And all the hard work. And say the ball went out on his left-hand side. It was a tremendous ball in. And it was a great header at the back post. And it was inviting there. And it was a great header downwards beyond FC United's Floyd Allison. And for 3-1 all, FC United by themselves, 3-all, with still 3.5 minutes to go. But it was a lovely ball on the halfway line, played onto this left-hand side. The ball, well, it was controlled well by Roberts. He picked his man, chipped it to the back post, and a great header downwards. Nothing that Allison could do. The FC supporters, and we won't stop. But Bayek, that is a little bit unjust, really. But you've got to play all the way through. And FC United now, well, we can't go on and lose this game because we haven't, don't deserve to at all. As Andy White wins the ball. Strong challenge and a late challenge by Linfield. Referee is going to give Linfield a yellow card there. The referee is going to slow the game down. And Andy White is a man who was fouled by Linfield. And Paul, well, did we see the goal scorer at the back post there?
It was Jake Sampson, I think.
It was
10.
The number 10, yeah. Well, it was a lovely ball in, wasn't it? And he got up brilliantly and he headed it down and it bounced, one of those downward headers. And FC United, well, 3-1 up, 3 apiece. And Drat Stato could have been right. That's from Helen.
Well, there you go.
Surely, I mean, there's a deep free kick here. The assistant referee's going to see what's going on the edge of the area. There was Matty Hughes being pushed all over the place there. The ball whipped in towards the back post. There's going to be a sting in the tail here as Matty Hughes there. Well, again, he was fouled there, but the referee doesn't see anything on the assistant on the far side. And it'll be Jack Sampson. Well, he's going to leave the throw in this time to Brad Jackson. And
another one launched in.
Well, everyone's got to just be resolute. Just watch where this ball goes and just hold out now, FC United. Match of the referee saying to players, stop pushing and shoving, just get on with the game. The ball doesn't meet the first man. It's a good header away by FC United of Manchester's Wisden. FC lose it out on the halfway line, but good pressurising all the way back to the goalkeeper. And how many of these 5 minutes have we had? Does anyone know?
We've got one to go.
One to go. The ball launched again. Ian Turner high in the air. The ball goes headed by Fagbola. He wins the first ball. Second ball needs to be picked up by Lowe. Lowe loses out. Ball flicked into the penalty area. First time tries to shot, comes in, doesn't quite. And now Tom Greaves has to get across left. That's had to win the ball. He does brilliantly well, Tom Greaves. He needs to try and get a little bit of support. He plays it left hand side. There was no one there really to help him. But he gets himself a free kick. And FC United, well, Tom Greaves brought the ball down brilliantly well. And then, well, it looked like he'd lost it, but the referee saw a free kick. And well, Nathan Lowe from 45 yards thinks, you know what, I could win this game with a spectacular.
He would have loved to have been able to take a quick free kick there with the goalie off his line.
He would have, as a FC chip it to the penalty area towards the back post. A great ball towards the back post, headed over there and out for a goal kick. I think it came off FC United's number 6 anyway, and it was offside. I wonder if that was the Bayern Munich commentator said in 1999. Well, into the deep into the final minute of the additional five. And well, what an enthralling game of football this has been. It really has. Bubbling all the way through. FC taking a 2-0 lead. We'll talk about that at the end of the game, Ben. There's been lots of players there. And that is indeed the end of the game. And, well, it's been a tremendous performance from FC United and Manchester. They'll probably feel like it's been they've lost the game, even though it's been a point. As well, there's a little bit of argy-bargy at the end of the game between a few players. And well, the referee needs to get involved in there and just separate the players. And let's not spoil what FC United and Manchester have done this evening. They've come to Southport and they've done really, really well and showed the quality there. As well, Matty Hughes doesn't want to know. And the applause, the assist for the away fans here. FC United and Manchester in a 6-goal thriller, really. From start to finish, been a really, really pulsating game of football. we'll gather our thoughts as the FC faithful to our left hand side still make lots and lots of noise. Carl and Daz and Vorley will be disappointed, I would have thought, to concede so late on. But the same token, it's a point, the first point of the season in a pulsating game.
Yeah, we'll look upon this really as maybe 2 points lost in the last few minutes. To concede in the 87th minute and the 89th minute, it's very disappointing. But one way of looking at it is, I mean, this team was in National League last season. And when we played Spennymoor the other week, they were recently promoted to this level. And to be honest, you can't see a lot of difference between the two sides.
No,
it tells you a lot about this division.
It certainly does. It's been, as I say, I think we can stand up now, but as I say, great crowd here this evening, and the FC United faithful making so much noise, it's untrue.
Do you want a sandwich? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.